Civil rights attorney John Burris welcomed the news that California Attorney General Rob Bonta will investigate the death of Angelo Quinto. Quinto died 3 days after Antioch police responded to his mental health crisis in his home, took him from the arms of his mother, and held him down until he became unresponsive. Burris spoke at a briefing outside the state building in Oakland.
We found out they said they will, in fact, do an investigation. And it's not necessarily the end, but at least it shows that we have a recourse, that you don't have to accept the government's position.
Quinto's family had gathered with their attorneys after Contra Costa District Attorney Dina Becton declined to pursue charges against the officers. Burris and his associate Ben Nisenbaum said the, quote, most disturbing reason the DA presented for not pursuing the case was that the Contra Costa County coroner stated that fentanyl was a contributing factor to Quinto's death, due to it being in his system at the time of the autopsy. The attorneys say that initial toxicology reports showed no fentanyl or other drugs in Quinto's system, and that medical records show Quinto was administered fentanyl while in the hospital. Again, John Burris.
What we get from all of this is that there clearly was collusion, and they wanted to fit the evidence to that. Because if you consider the evidence in a due way, you would say, obviously something happened with these officers because he was breathing, he was with his mom, she was holding him, but within 5 minutes he was dead. He was actually being held by the police down on the floor in various kinds of positions.
Attorneys also charged that the district attorney took police testimony at face value and did not address how restraining Quinto may have contributed to his death. The family attorneys also disputed the conclusion put forward by pathologist Dr. Ikechi Ogun that Quinto's death was accidental, a result of excited delirium, a diagnosis discredited by the American Medical Association and the American Psychiatric Association. Bella Quinto Collins, sister of Angelo Quinto.
I'll start out by just saying that impacted families like ours and like those who are here today have to accept the harsh realities that our justice system is not necessarily made to protect our family members who are victims of police violence. Despite that, what was really shocking was the lackluster report that they did release, the one that smeared my brother's name and has caused us so much just distress, because there had to be a certain effort there to omit facts, knowingly move forward with your conclusion, knowing that you have people who are withholding evidence from you. Spreading misinformation is intentional when they have all the opportunities not to do so.
Angelo's mother, Sandra Quinto Collins, expressed similar sentiments. But when she spoke, she had a clear message directed at the officers themselves.
To James Perkinson, Arturo Becerra, Danielle Hapwood, Nicholas Shipilov, you know what happened that night. Your testimony, you know that you're lying. I cannot believe. I do not know how you can sleep at night with all the lies that you said, the lies that you guys spread. You know, justice is never easy to achieve. It is a hard road to take, but I know the truth will prevail. We have the evidence. All you have is your arrogance, because you are protected by the justice system, the corrupt justice system that you call. You are hiding behind that. I am not, but you guys are.
Reporting for KPFA in Oakland, I'm Andy Spivak.